Sounds unusual.
Hipsters and flipsters, time for another edition of
Sounds Unusual.
And we're going back to the groovy 60s. There's stuff like the Merry Pranksters and loads more right here, right now on
Sounds Unusual.
Thank you. Ken Babs, right. Blonde haired.
Ken?
Oh, that's the guy back there. We've already got him on microphone.
Oh, yeah?
No, we've been picking all that up, too. What are you doing, Ken?
Just goof. Let him do it. Whatever he's
just doing. Goof. Why?
Just fun, that's all. Just good, honest fun. A hard day's fun. Been working at it all day. Sometimes I put in 18 hours a day of fun.
18 hours a day?
Yep, at least sometimes. But I really get going. When it starts to accelerate and builds up, and pretty soon I'm just having fun all the time.
That's the best thing, right?
Well, who knows? But it's fun.
What about death for you?
What about it?
That's the termination of your fun, right?
Who knows?
You don't know.
No, I'm not dead.
Oh, so it's possible. So death for you is something that's up in the air. You don't have any ideas about death.
Ideas about death?
Yeah.
I don't have any good ideas about it, because if I did, you'd hear it. That's for sure. No, I must not have, because death. What about it?
Well, would you like to die?
What a question. Well, yeah, is that some kind of a threat or something? What do you want, my money, my harmonica? Huh? That's all I got, plus my bandana, my knife. No, you use that to kill me. Can't have my knife. I'm gonna cough drop. No, it's fine.
Okay.
Oops, excuse me.
End of this Sound City situation, and we're entitled to take two of what, may I ask? God knows, I am answered. Take two. They're small. Take two. That's all. Take two. Then quit. Take two, man, and then that's it, split.
Basics today, and I'm quite with the basics. I'm as smart as you in one way, you know that.
We're all as smart as each other.
No, I'm saying cleverly. Cleverly, I can talk as fast, as quickly, and I can write as well. The other way, the other thing that you have, the other philosophy, the basic thing that you have, the beautiful thing that you have.
Story about
Peggy the pistol. She didn't shoot a gun, but she shot a lot of crystal. She had the meth habit. She had it bad. Now, I'll tell you about the crib she had. Junkyard one Saturday night, 'cause she knew that the lights there would be shining bright. She keys about 30 CDs, went out like a light. Thought she's dead. Thought for a while she was insane. But then when she woke up, found she was on a different plane. Well, between tick and clock, in a land as still as a frozen clock.
I was married once to Betty Lou, and twice to Carol Sue. Those doggone women nearly drove me mad. I got hallucination blues. I started using LSD. It gave me quite a kick. Better than booze and easy to use, but it made me mentally sick. I'm on my way to awful prison. Got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to awful prison, and I won't be coming back. I took some knives and I killed my wives. I took off in the night. The LSD wore off for me. I didn't know what I'd done. Until in court my case was heard, the sentence I got was life. I'm on my way to awful prison. Got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to awful prison, and I won't be coming back. If you ever attempt to use LSD, think about this story I've told. Bringing ruin and strife, maybe cost you life, and use up all you go. I'm on my way to awful prison, got the monkey off my back. I'm on my way to awful prison, and I won't be coming back. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me. LSD made a wreck of me, and I won't be coming back.
But you know, your personality, your soul is your personality, you know. And if you start messing with marijuana, and they got things that they do, I saw some guys shotgun. You know what shotgun is? Now, shotgun, a guy, he'll take a marijuana, and he'll smoke, and then he'll get to the other guy, and they kiss, and he blow the smoke in his mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's two men kissing, right? Is I'm right?
You can say that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, so that's the tendency it leads to when you mess with marijuana, it puts you in a situation where it'd be sort of like a gay thing at you. Be in a gay atmosphere, and you say, smoke that up, and you get it, and then. And then you, y'all put y'all lips together and you blow the smoke in his mouth. And then he up here. So anyway, I'm saying that to say this. You don't want to get into that situation messing with marijuana. Because those are some of the things you're going to have to go through with. I'm telling all young people, like a lot of the old people, they don't know nothing about shotgunning, but that's what shotgunning means. And it makes two guys, they be, you see them kissing, you don't know what's going on. But that's what it be, they be shotgunning with that marijuana. So you don't want to ever get into marijuana, because it's just the first step towards getting into drugs. I know a guy, he been smoking marijuana all his life. You know, that's his thing. He been doing that, but that's his thing. But the thing is, you don't want to, young kids, you don't want to get into that, because see, the next step after marijuana is that new angel dust. They got angel dust, they got all kind of drugs out there now, got heroin, cocaine. And see, once you get into heroin and cocaine, then you lose your soul. You don't have no more personality. Once you lose your soul, that's it. And what I'm going to say about that, I'm going to say one more thing before I stop talking about this, because this is very important to the young kids. Remember that. Because when you do that, somebody blowing smoke in your mouth, and you blowing smoke, you're getting all kind of disease. You don't know what the guy got. You don't know what the girl got, whatever she got. Whatever kind of germ she got, you're going to have it. If it's AIDS or whatever it is, cancer, whatever it is, you're going to have it. So get away from doing that. You know, that marijuana thing, and get away from them drugs. And if you shoot a bad needle in your arm, you go tie your arm up and stick a needle in that, and the needle is the needle ain't clean and everything, is gonna give you AIDS, right? Mm-hmm. So try to get away from that. I know when you get involved, it's like a drug, man. You become a zombie. You be zombatized. You under the spell of that influence, and you'll do anything in the world to get high, when you start messing with cocaine and crack. So if you stay away from the marijuana, you won't get to the crack. It's just like smoking. You know, if you give up smoking, most times you see a guy don't smoke, you know, you're messing on marijuana. The average guy will smoke a joint. They call it a joint. I'm going to tell old people, I don't know what they're talking about. But a joint is a marijuana cigarette. That's what it is. They call that a joint. So a roach is a half of one that somebody smoked off. If you got something left, you give you a roach. That's what they call a roach. So I'm just trying to pass that information. So if you hear your kids talking on the phone and say, hey, man, you got any roaches left? That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about roaches running around in the house. He's talking about roaches, talking about marijuana. Now we're going to get back to the show.
Dig. This is the action the big cat turned on. When the place was empty, no sides of autumn, no wind blowing, but the breath of his face. The cat flipped the switch, blinked those big eternal eyes, and he dug the switch action. Yeah, I'll take it. And up is day, and down is night, just so nobody gets confused. Having cooled a whole day working on the lighting problem, he stepped back and dug what a poor seat he had for the show. Gotta have a balcony. And he did. And on the balcony, he strung some pearly gates. Next day, from the balcony, he checked out his real estate and was hip to what a swamp it really was. So he blew the day dredging and piling. And by the time the day was over, he called the wet piles water and the dry piles dirt. And just to make sure he could tell them apart, he planted flowers and beans in the dirt. And that's right. He dug it. Cranking off the fourth day, he asked himself, Lord, what day is this? To which he answered himself, beats me, Lord. Very carefully pulling his head together, he strung up a couple of pieces of what he'd done. A big one. And a not so big one. And the rest of the life, not being wasteful by nature, he broke up into little pieces and scattered around for effect. By the time the fifth day blew in, he had light set up, green things growing, and time ticking. Looking below to dig the action, he blew his mind that there was none. So freaking freely, he put things in the water to swim, and things above to fly, and gave them lessons so they could. Grooving sweetly into the sixth day on the good things of the day before, and fully hip to never too much of a good thing, he continued to populate on a space available basis. The space available being those piles of dirt upon which he put creepy crawlies, mookahs, giraffes, Shetland ponies, and other beasts of questionable merit. And then he flipped. I'm gonna make humans. And he did. Two kinds, not looking anything like the rest of the jazz. Made them so they could turn on with him and his action. And told them to take care of business. That sixth day just about did it for the big cat. Being very hip, he said, dig. The seventh day of any week is for swinging sweetly with serenity. He looked around, dug his thing, and said, yeah.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sounds of the Usual here on KFDS.
Saw Jesus and Judas playing solitaire, and Frank and Buddha doing a Buddhist prayer. Oswald and Lincoln discussing truth, and there's always somebody there right in the alley waiting for you to go slipping past and say, "Hey, buddy, you want to buy a hot trip to heaven?" There's always one of those fast buck boys, maybe lurking just down there with the fairway ends. Watch out, he's driving out past now. They're on that. I don't know if he's coming here for nightfall and bought himself for the first time. I'm using number 10 iron on that thing. I hope he'll find it somewhere. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what you say?
You want to buy yourself a hot trip to heaven?
And he looks up, and that's where it's all at. He says, "I'm reaching up, 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 up." And he lifts up, left behind his copper piece. Yeah, left behind his faded ones. And now he's reaching out into some kind of inner galactic miracle, some sort of chaos, reaching around his brain, feeling it out.
Crept in that maybe this was not heaven.
Not heaven? Not heaven? Not heaven?
You mean, after I finally got everything that I've been working all this time for, after I finally made all these marks on the wall, after I got all this stuff stashed away forever, now that it's put down there, this ain't heaven? I'm going to get in touch with
is heaven.
Belches of satisfaction as the good man looked down and said,
"Who called me? I'm in charge.
Hey, listen here. We got some kind of bad news that I got to tell you about. I've been offered this one-way ticket to the place, and it turns out it's all mine. It ain't even there."
"Well, Chillings, you bought your ticket, and it's a certainly one-way jive.
And I tell you, it wasn't nice. That's right. I can't deny that, but suddenly it became something else, some sort of inner working of the diabolical mind of the human brain which passed it outside the realm of that crazy meow and electrical impulse.
Ziggity bang!
Because the boss was whispering away into whisperingness, never to be understood by those who are forced to listen. Listen, listen, the harp's a bad note. Listen, and it comes back into the method of those words. It's seemingly dislocation. It's non-communication. It's non-reachable communication. It's somewhere else. It's on another plane. Astral.
Thank you. probably be beaten. You will probably be arrested and questioned. Your beliefs will be twisted. Your rights will be forgotten. Be ready. Be ready. You will probably be beaten.
You're listening to the Sounds of Usual here on KFBS.
To a stream after a long ago drought.
Hello, Timmy Lee. I've come down here to visit you tomorrow and bring you a donut.
Well, come on in and give it to me and we'll see what we can work out.
Oh, gosh. You know, I just saw Tommy Robin down there at the creek and it was such a thrill. He had his new feathers on, you know.
Tommy's such a nice guy.
And Perry Periwinkle, he's such a frit. You know, he was up all busybody and giving everybody so much trouble this morning. Oh, but here, have another donut.
Hey, did you hear? I hate to tell you this, but did you hear about Sage?
No.
What? He went quiet to tell you this.
Straight without deviation?
Who was that?
Oh, it's an abomination if I've ever heard one.
Struggling
gratefully masterpieces. My membranes have passed into an oxidation state. I can feel the veils lifting over the borders and rising. I have achieved levitation. With your assistance and clarity, I have left my astral form and achieved spectral. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for listening. Without your clarity, I would still be bound to gravity and the mass EMC squared. I can feel them all leaving now. They're running out of my ears like little jackrabbits gaily crossing the pasture that morning so long ago. And I'm over
now, and I can flick back into two-year-old pasture and the red barn and the kids on the beach and the stream saying, be good. And
I remember it, too. I remember, well, the deeps can come run through any time there, but I found out for a moment there in a field where your arms are ahead of your head.
And the field is there, and we're above it for a change, and we don't have to dally in it. We can move on to another fluttery business. We can levitate and transubstantiate. And can it be true that we can go so far as to teleport our astral bodies into another plane?
Plane? The man's insane.
He's babbling just like he always
does. He's out of his nuts. And so they take Pan away, giggling and fluting across the cement of his yesterday. But every once in a while, between the edge of, I've almost forgotten, and, oh my God, what does it mean? We can just catch the slightest echo.
One little leftover electronic impulse from all this crazy statical feedback clicks. You achieve a clarity that passes you too. One step over the be good sense.
Well, I don't know about you, but that guy's plumb.
And get him off of there. Let's get some of the parts.
I've heard some crazy critters in my time, but that
makes me sick the way he's coming on up there. I just...
If he thinks I'm going to put out $3.95 for an album to listen to this kind of trash, I say he's crazy. I say that America doesn't need this kind of impudent young snot. And those are hard words, I know, but these are hard times.
Terrible times. Get him off of there.
They can't even understand that we are a war nation. We are at war. This is Franklin Delano Roosevelt speaking.
All right, thing you'll have to fear. As for ourself,
our time, the only salvation is to be good. I said, be good.
We still got it going. The crossover once means that we can slip back and forth. Because we are once again
blurred the edges a little.
The past into the present, and sometimes tickling the toes. Perhaps if he was seeing visions like, say, somebody in the past.
You will burn. If you do a trick and save it, then we'll bleed to death before tomorrow.
Beyond any kind of our
existence, as you might say, physical reality. Because at times, the voice goes out and comes back just a slight second delay. And it does just enough, just barely enough, that you mind with a little bit of deliberate effort.
Crack. And mind. Single tracked and slightly insane logic into a manner of speaking which our children could understand. It is for the children's sake only, for your God's sakes.
Get him off of there! Get him off of there now, I say. Do you want the kids hearing this?
Look at him up there.
Or murder in order harder to go home, 'cause then you go to the twilight zone, all gray and dark. And Baba and the boys have a terrible time getting you out. Confused, but where do the animals go? The flies and the bugs, the mouses and the fish, the birds and the trees and the flowers. They die from here too. He laughed and said, "Don't worry about them. They're not like you and the others. They are the ones that truly belong to the idea of reincarnation." They'll incarnate till all of you are safe all back home, and then all the gurus and the boys on this dimension will finish fixing up your broken game and take it up where it belongs, in the cosmos. And not where it is right now, resting on the moat. And the other creatures and trees will be still happily reincarnating when the game is fixed. Jesus with you gluing the planes together? Oh no, he replied, still laughing. Jesus is on Earth's earth. He never left, you see. And with Mohammed in the in-between, they have rescued dying people all these years single-handed. To ease the pain of reincarnation, for the accident of your game made it impossible for you to get out. In all these years, Baba, who is Mohammed, took out but 20 boys to help him in this tragedy, for all the others were too afraid of dying. Where is Moses, I asked? Where is Confucius? Are they here too with me? And the Buddha said, where the broken earth is not earth, where you are, but the dimension to planes away, is where Moses sits, giving all the children electric sound to you. And Confucius is in all the magnetic thought currents, trying to clean up the thoughts and make them pure. And I, the Buddha, have my boys on this side, welding and gluing and fixing. And helping you all up as you come home. And what of the ASLs? what does she do, I asked. Oh, she designs all of the new clothes for all of you that are trapped. I said goodbye and they hung up. And I was all alone, wishing I could be my real self again, the moon child. Then I would fly on my purple pillow to them and have a coffee.
Dippy edition of Sounds Unusual tonight here on KRVS. We were listening earlier to Kali Balu, Gypsy Star Child, who sings or recites real fairy tales. We also heard in the mix the Merry Pranksters from San Francisco.